Yesterday we started discussing in the context of Paro and the Miyaldos the question in Halacha as it relates to abortion. And we had seen the Maharsha in Sanhedrin, Daphnin Zainam and Beis, who suggest that maybe Paro B'Dafka summoned the Jewish Miyaldos and not Egyptian Miyaldos because there is a greater severity of prohibition involved for a non-Jew who commits or performs an abortion as opposed to a Jew who commits an abortion where the severity is not to the same extent, to the same degree as it is for a non-Jew. And that based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Zion, Amid Beis, that a Ben Noach is given the death sentence for Shvichas Damim of even an Ubar, of even a fetus, whereas a Yisrael is not given the death sentence for the killing of a fetus of an Ubar. And we, in that context, cited Tosis in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, who says that although a Yisrael is not given the death sentence for killing an Ubar, nonetheless, it's not permissible. We saw of Moshe Feinstein's formulation, his tshuva in Igros Moshe, Choshe Mishpat, Chilik Beis, in Simen Tzamach Tes, Reb Moshe argues very strongly and forcefully that when Tosis says that it's not permissible for a Yisrael to kill a fetus, to kill an Ubar, that means that it is Aser Midin Ritzicha. There might not be a Chi of Misa, but Moshe still feels strong that there is a Iser to Oraisa of Ritzicha. One of our Chavarim yesterday after the Shir mentioned it would be interesting to see the context in which Rav Moshe wrote that Tshuva. The context is the Tshuva was written in 1977, and the Tshuva concludes with Rav Moshe himself giving some of the background to what brought about the tshuva on his part. If Moshe himself writes, he says, I have written all of this because of the pirtza gedola in the world nowadays, that many governments of many countries have permitted abortion, including, says of Moshe, Roshei HaMedina B'Medinas Yisrael, and many Ubrim have already been killed. So Moshe writes, one therefore has a need to erect a protective safeguard for the halachos of the Torah, and certainly not to allow leniencies when it comes to an Isser Ritzicha HaChomer B'Yoser. And then, even a little bit more pointedly, Moshe then writes, I was astounded, he says, to see a tshuva written by a Chacham Echad Be'eretz Yisrael. Perhaps we'll get to that tshuva tomorrow. This tshuva, says that Moshe, was written and published in the medical halacha journal Asya. It was written to the Shaar HaTzedek hospital directors. And the tshuva of Moshe writes, as Moshe quotes it, but again, we'll perhaps see it a little bit more from the source in a future share. Moshe writes that the tshuva allows for a fetus that is even more than 3 months of pregnancy and was diagnosed or tested positive for the Tay-Sachs gene and illness. Rav Moshe writes that teshuva permits abortion in such circumstances. And again, as Rav Moshe quotes teshuva, the Baal Mechaber of that teshuva writes that according to many poskim, the issur of abortion is only drabanan, and if it's even an issur d'oraisa, but it's not an issur of ritzicha d'oraisa. And Rav Moshe obviously feels very, very strongly that this is incorrect. He writes that this mechaber concludes that there is a heter to perform an abortion to terminate a Tay-Sachs pregnancy up until 7 months. And Moshe says, where does 7 months come from? There is no halachic indication anywhere that 7 months is of any halachic significance. And Moshe writes, therefore he says, he thinks it's bar pashut that this is mamish aser b'din ritzicha, regardless of whether it is a fetus that is known to be a Tay-Sachs baby, or whether it is a healthy fetus, whether it is a mamzer, whether it is not. Reb Moshe says, kulan asurin medina mamish. So Reb Moshe feels very, very strongly about this particular issue. In referencing that there's no distinction between a uber that is a mamzer or not a mamzer, Reb Moshe is referring back to a discussion he has early in the tshuva, where he cites a remarkable, fascinating, but to Reb Moshe's mind, very troubling, psak of Rav Yaakov Emdin in his She'elis Yavetz, Chelek Aleph Simin Mem Gimel. Yaakov Emdin there was asked about this question of abortion, whether the mother is a single woman or a married woman who conceives of this child from an individual other than her husband. So the She'elis Yavetz of Yaakov Emdin writes the following. He begins by citing an even earlier tshuva, that of the Chavos Yair in Simen Lamed Aleph. And the Chavos Yair there in that tshuva writes that he says there is no distinction, the Chavos Yair writes, no distinction as to whether this was a pregnancy that was the result of an adulterous affair being carried on by a married woman, or whether it is a single woman, or a married woman who conceived from her husband. Regardless, says the Chavos Yair, there's no difference in halacha between a mamzer or a non-mamzer as far as their status as a Yisrael kasher is concerned. Yes, of course, it's an isser of a mamzer to marry a non-mamzer, but as far as the halachos of abortion should be concerned with relating to a mamzer versus a non-mamzer, that says the Chavos Yair is irrelevant. Makes no difference. Makes no difference. So writes the Chavos Yair. So Yaakov Emdin remarkably takes issue with that. He says he thinks that when it comes to the shaila of abortion, he says there should be a distinction between whether the child is a mamzer or not a mamzer. Why would that be so? How could there be such a chiluk in halacha? There's no heter to do any physical harm to a fellow Jew just because one is a mamzer versus not a mamzer. So how could there be any such thought in halacha that there should be any difference or leniency in allowing an abortion when the fetus is the result of an adulterous extramarital affair just because the fetus will be a mamzer? So what? As so I'm not just, yeah, there's no distinction when it comes to Jew versus non-Jew. I'm discussing though the shaila was asked from a Jewish woman asking shaila about a fetus that she wanted to abort, and the issue the post I'm discussing is whether there is a distinction between mamzer versus non-mamzer. So that's the question is shleiv b'kahal Hashem. Obviously, we don't want it to be mamzerim in kahal Hashem, and the Chavos Yair himself says that the Maharil writes that at a bris of a mamzer, the Maharil says, you don't recite the tefillah of Kayem Esiyel HaZeh. Interesting source, because we don't want it to be mamzerim and Klal Yisrael. But that doesn't mean, says the Chavos Yair, that there's a heter to perform any harmful action to terminate the pregnancy of a mamzer fetus. That doesn't mean that you can cause any harm to somebody who is a mamzer. So the question is, on what basis? On what basis? Meaning, Chavos Yair himself says, even if we don't want it to be mamzer and klal Yisrael, and we don't say kayem esiyel hazeh, you don't daven for his successful upbringing. Fine, that has no bearing on whether there's a heter to perform an abortion, which is obviously a harmful or worse act toward another life. So Yaakov Emdin remarkably says the following. He says, he thinks there is a distinction. Why is that? He says, the distinction he thinks is the following. A remarkable chiddush. He says, Karov be'einai lehatira im ha'yisi kedai. He thinks if he was capable of, he would be matir, an abortion in this case of a mamzer fetus because of a married woman's extramarital affair. Why is that? He says, because since she, the mother, willingly committed this Avera. Me'ata bas ketolehi midin Torah. Apidin, eshes ish shizinsa, eschayev misa. Basin would kill her. Okay, therefore, he says, granted, we nowadays don't have that ability any longer, but chayeves misa bedin shemayim. But she committed an avera that is a capital crime, and at least in the eyes of shemayim, she's chayev misa. Because she did it b'mezid, he writes. And even though, of course, there is no misas bedin nowadays, but he says, the din of dalad misos still applies. Remarkable suggestion. And he says the following. He says, and even though, of course, once the baby is born, so then you're chayv mis if you kill such a child. There's no heter whatsoever. But he thinks that at least at the moment, during the pregnancy, he writes, when the uber is still yerech imo, part of the mother, and this mother is a woman who is chayev misa for what she did. Had we been still able to do so, we would carry out that capital punishment. Therefore, he argues that we don't need to be concerned for an abortion in this case. Alkein hayanirli pashut she'ein iser gam kein bahashchasaso. Now, that's a remarkable, remarkable chiddush. He says, even though, of course, we can't kill the mother nowadays, despite her capital crime, but she's not bichlal. The pasuk ve'ezdimchem lenafsho sechem edrosh, and he therefore thinks that she wouldn't be punished, so to speak, if she committed suicide after what she did committing this capital crime. And he therefore argues that that should therefore impact as well on our attitude towards the abortion of her fetus, which is a fascinating argument. And if Moshe is...
Part of Bar Kapala is considered dead already. When there is a Bezdin, when there's a...
Dead already with regard to what halacha? That's the question.
Okay.
What does that mean? Now, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, he says, this woman is not the chal of the pasuk of ach as dimchem lenafsho sechem edrosh, because she already had committed a capital crime. He writes, she would not be held accountable if she committed suicide. He says, adraba, zchusula. So he writes, zchusula. It's a zchus if she were to do that to herself. Again, that's what he writes here. So certainly he says, if she were to commit this abortion, it's not going to be held against her, so to speak. This is Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes here. Remarkable, remarkable chiddush. Sorry? Oh, good question. Good question. So Rav Moshe is to say, appalled, it sounds like. He writes the following. He says, Reisi devarim shlo nitnu lehe omer. How could he say this? That he's matir and uber mamzer as far as abortion goes, because since the woman had the Sanhedrin been functioning, would be chayav misa, and when a woman is chayav misa and she's pregnant, we don't wait for the baby to be born. We give her chayav misa and the baby along with it. So based on that, therefore what? So therefore nowadays when there is no Sanhedrin, so therefore we are allowed to abort the fetus because the child, like the mother, is a bar ketala. That's what Yaakov Emden is arguing. Says Rav Moshe, I don't understand. If Bizman is that there's no Sanhedrin, and if there's no Gemara Din to kill this woman, so then there is no heter whatsoever to do the abortion. He refers to this Svara as very, very forcefully, as Devarim Betalim Haim, he says. He's not pleased at all with Moshe. He says, after all, he says, if there was no Psak Din issued by a Sanhedrin, and someone else comes and kills this woman, so does he have an allowance to do that? Of course not, he says. If Moshe writes that Kolzman Shlo Amru HaPsak Din Shchayv Misa, Ubefan of Dafka, V'Hargo Echad Naragalav. Someone else who kills this woman when there was no Psak Din issued against her would be killed. So of therefore, how can you on that basis argue that, oh, there's no issue of abortion here? So Rav Moshe is extremely troubled, it seems, by this Psak of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And
does he agree with the chiddush was that once a person's been judged that they're liable for death, then their life is hefker, their baby's life can hefker.
No, he's specifically saying that. He's specifically saying that until there's a psak din from the Beis Din, there is no heter whatsoever to harm this individual. That's what he's arguing. No, the Gemara is very clear that if a woman is sentenced to death by a Beis Din, then even if she is pregnant, then the fetus is aborted before she is executed. That's in the Gemara. But Rav Moshe has no bearing on Bizman Hazeh when there is no Sanhedrin and no psak din of Chiv Misa. So Rav Moshe, therefore, that's why in his conclusion, he writes that there is no distinction whatsoever as to whether this Uber is a Mamzer, whether it's an Uber Kasher. He feels very forcefully that this fetus, regardless of its status halachically, there is no difference and no heter in either case of abortion. And again, as I mentioned yesterday, takes the very strict approach that this is a Isser of Ratzicha Mamish. But as we mentioned, he refers to a tshuva that famously was matir abortion for a fetus found to be a Tay-Sachs baby. And Rav Moshe quotes up to 7 months. That we'll see, Bez Hashem, in future shir.